What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
2-2. Struck him out looking, 99. And the Orioles are shut out for the sixth time this season.
I thought he was great besides that one, didn't he? I thought he threw the ball extremely well, gave us every opportunity to win. Just left like a slider there to Kiersey, but not many mistakes. You know, that wasn't the story. He gave us every opportunity. We just, you know, we had a tough time off Paddock and didn't score any runs. I thought Paddock was good. I thought he was a good change up. Thought we were in between. A lot of our guys are in between right now, late on fastballs, soft, off in front of off speed. That's a tough combo. Just had a tough time. We're having a tough time getting hits, so a tough time just getting on base.
This is frustrating. Losing sucks. It's not fun. Nobody in here is having a good time, and I promise you nobody cares more than the guys in this clubhouse. But that being said, like, we have to keep fighting. There is no other option. You have to keep fighting. You can't give up. You can't give in. You know, I believe in the guys in this clubhouse. We have talented players. We just have to keep fighting.
Ryan O'Hearn, who has been fighting the good fight offensively, one of the few for the Orioles here in 2025. Get shut out yesterday. Heard Kevin Brown in the opening of the show. Sixth time this year, the Orioles have put up a donut. We all love donuts, but not when it comes from your favorite baseball team. Offensively, 4-0, Minnesota finishes the sweep. Minnesota finishes the season sweep against the Orioles, 6-0. Twins have now won 11 in a row, and six of them against Baltimore. Three last week in Minneapolis, three here this midweek against the Orioles. Orioles limp into this series against the Nats, 12 games under 500 for the first time since the end of 2021. And as you heard during Joe LaCroix's update, worst start since 2019, which was Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde's first year on the job. And it's been a myriad of problems, which we've discussed and will continue to do so. But on May 15th last year, put it things in perspective, the Orioles were 27-14. They were one of the best teams in baseball. Here they are a year later. They're one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. Run differential, big time against them. They're in last place in the American League East. And they're lucky that everyone else is kind of mediocre outside of New York right now, or they'd really be buried. If the Yankees and Orioles were playing like they were a year ago today, and the Orioles were what they were, they'd be probably 12, 15 games out of first place right now instead of the 9.5 where they sit. 3 in a row, 2-8 in the last 10 games, run differential minus 74, which, let me just confirm this, is second worst in baseball behind only the Colorado Rockies.
We're like, what, 130-something?
They're terrible.
Yeah.
But Nolan McGraw, I know you want to fire people. And with each passing series loss, now series sweep, By the way, the Orioles are 0 for the season when they trail after six innings. And this was the calling card of the second half of 22, all of 23, for most of 24. When they fell behind, they fought back. They're down 4-0. They pick up a couple runs here. Then all of a sudden, it's 4-3. And then there's kind of a game-winning scenario in the eighth or ninth inning. But this year, they're down 3-0 in the third inning. You might as well stick a fork in them for the rest of the game. And as we were leaving the show yesterday, round two, Orioles had first, second, nobody out. They didn't even advance a runner to third. Back-to-back Ks, and then a ground out. Uprising ended. And you heard Brandon and I talking about Sagano, who did pitch well, gave up back-to-back homers, which doomed him. And he could have been like the dude Brown for Houston last night. He went eight innings, only gave up one run, and that was a solo homer, but Jacob DeGrom was better. By the way, Hunter Brown's been brilliant for Houston this year. We'll talk about that when Ryan Ripken joins us, when we start ripping it with him at 12 o'clock. But we can talk about the pitching all we want, and we have. The offense is killing them, or lack thereof. And it's ironic because as Gunner's heating up and Mountcastle's heating up, others are going in the tank. Tyler O'Neill's kind of been in the tank. Jordan Westberg had a setback with a hammy, so we're not going to see him for the foreseeable future. I know Kerstad hit a home run in game two of the doubleheader, but his success has been few and far between. This is just an offensively challenged baseball team. And they're kind of overmatched, it seems. Like Mackenzie Gore's pitching tonight. Lefty leads the majors in strikeouts. And they're going to play. There might be a little weather delay. And we will be at Pickles tonight, probably inside. Me, Joe LaCroix, and Ryan Ripken for BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Mackenzie Gore's going 7 with 10 Ks. If I'm a betting man, and I am, and I've already got a bet in for the first race of Pimlico, Black-Eyed Susan Day. But Mackenzie Gore is going to, or he'll suck against lefties to begin with, even though they beat Anderson on Sunday in Anaheim. And Gore's a big K guy? Makes too much sense to not bet dominate.
But funny enough, this was the same pitching matchup from one of the games when the Orioles and Nats faced each other back in April. Lefty on lefty with Povich and Gore, the Orioles won.
Mm-hmm.
Still didn't do well offensively, but they did just enough win the game 2-1. That game was more about Cade Povich having a career night. So if he does that again, maybe you got a shot, but realistically, I'm with you. We're staring down another loss here.
Now, as they're 12 games below 500, my buddy Ed Peters, lifetime Baltimorean, now works in Kansas City with General Motors, retired. So he's got nothing but time. So guess who gets pestered about the Orioles sucking? This guy does. We're trash. People would rather go to Patterson Park and watch pickup games, et cetera, et cetera. And something needs to change. Owner doesn't spend any money. And I pointed out to him, well, the Orioles did raise payroll $77 million, which is more than any team in baseball. And they tried to sign Corbin Burns to the highest contract in the history of starting pitchers. It didn't take it. If you're going to lie blame on anyone in the offseason, you look at the GM, not the owner. This offseason is going to be a big win for David Rubenstein. I'm not mad at him for anything. He's been on the job for 15 months. But he's ready to whack people. And if you're on social media, and we all are, reluctantly in some cases, people want a house is cleaned. And the obvious, you can't fire the hitting coach. You just hired three new ones. Even though Ashy, as you pointed out, has been in the organization for a couple of years. Someone gets scapegoated. I don't think they're firing anybody, personally. Next year, everyone's heat seats will be hot. But if they're, let's see, 15 games under 500 a month from now, and they're in double digits out of first place, because they're close to being that now. If you're Elias, do you start cleaning house personnel-wise? Because you're not rebuilding. You're just trying to reload and regroup because you're going to have to spend money. We've talked about it 1,000 times in the offseason because you contractually you're running out of players, especially pitchers. But does Cedric Mullins get flipped? Mountcastle's now getting hot, maybe at the right time to possibly move him. I don't know if Tyler O'Neill's got any trade value whatsoever. I'm assuming Sagano does. I mean, does a Cano become a valuable piece? I mean, I think all options are on the table in regards to busting moves here. If you're selling, Detroit was doing the exact same thing a year ago, and they wound up making the playoffs. I don't know if the Orioles, because their offense is so bad. Gausser, we get it, hasn't played since the first series. Westberg's been out for, what, almost a month? Those are two integral parts of second MVP, rookie of the year, all-star. Can't underestimate or dismiss their significance. And 44 homers is now struggling in Toronto right now. The guys they brought in to replace, Gary Sanchez has been a disaster. Now he's hurt. O'Neill's been a disaster, has been hurt. Laureano's playing out of necessity and hasn't hit lefties, which he was brought in to do, which he's done historically. Question is, a month from now, when does Elias say, hey, we're open for business?
Well, in terms of trades, that's what they're looking at. They're staring down the barrel of the gun in that regard. I mean, they're heading towards a full-scale sell-off at the deadline. In terms of cleaning house, we were talking about earlier, I mean, look, I've made it known that I want Brandon Hyde fired, but Correct. Here's where I differ in opinion from most other people that want him fired. By the point that you're talking about, a month from now, whatever it is, late June, early July, when they maybe would be willing to move on from a manager and scapegoat someone because they're completely out of it, well, it's too late at that point. My whole point about firing the manager is trying to do what you can in the moment right now to save the season. We know what they need to do in the offseason. We know the game plan there. Spend the money, overhaul, all that stuff. I'm talking about right now.
So to be clear, you want to fire now because you think it could save the season.
Exactly. That's all it is.
Okay.
And if people disagree, that's fine. But to me, that's just saying, all right, wave the white flag right now. We're punting. And I'm sorry, as bad as things have been to start this year, and I'm getting sick of watching it every night, I'm not willing to sit here and stomach being able to say the season's over before Memorial Day. It feels that way.
Yeah.
It's heading that way.
Doesn't it feel like it's July?
And maybe
this has been a long
month. Maybe that is their reality
month and a half.
Well, Nolan, I think a lot of people will be on board with you if they lose the series to the Nats. Then things will really heat up.
I mean, what's different about that than this series or what they did 2 weeks ago? I mean, it's your run. In my opinion,
because Bob thought they needed to be 4-2 on this homestand. Well,
right. That's not happening.
No.
You're running out of time.
Yeah.
So you're facing the crossroads right now. You're either going to try to do something, or you're saying we're rolling with what we have, and there's a 99% chance that this season ends the way we think it's going
to. And I get you. Hey, look, you and I want them to win as much as anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Is the roster good enough to turn it around?
That's a fair point.
Is Adley going to all of a sudden be what he was a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he's the king of the hard contact, at a glove guy. And as Ahern also said after the game, hey, that's great. Expected stats, that's super terrific.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mean jack squat in reality. A bloop single is much more productive than 110 at the shortstop or a liner to center field. Nah, real results are what goes on your resume, not, well, because you hit the ball so hard all the time, we expect they will become base hits.
Mm-hmm.
No, hell no. Hits are hits. Manufacture runs. You got guys on first and second. You can't even get a dude in scoring position. You know why? Because they strike out all the freaking, I'm going to start cussing on this mofo. They suck offensively, and they're pressing, and we can come up with every lame excuse we want. We can blame hitting coaches. Sooner or later, the guy with the bat in his hands gonna have to do his job.
So to that point,
yes,
I'll be realistic enough to say that if Brandon Hyde got fired today,
changes nothing other than the manager.
I'll be realistic enough to say that you're probably right, but I know what's going to happen if you do nothing. You are guaranteeing your result this season. Is there a slim chance if you fire him? That's all I'm looking for, is a chance. Something. Because that's, what moves can you realistically make right now?
Hey,
That's all you have at your disposal.
To your point, Nico Harrison, all he wanted was a chance in the draft lottery at 1.8%. Mm-hmm. And look what happened.
Yeah.
They got the
anything's
number,
possible.
They got the number one pick. All right, you want to bet? You can at 410-583-1057. It's a Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up next. We're going to be breaking down the rest of the AFC North schedule. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, be joining us at 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens. Derrick Henry got his extension. Who's next? Keith Kavanaugh, TerribleTimes.com. Around 11:30, talk about the new AD. Is he going to run the athletic department, or is he basically a guy that's going to be out there, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money?
Baltimore Sports Talk Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Guys, could you benefit from a little extra in the bedroom? We all could, and Blue Chew can help. Blue Chew tablets are a performance enhancement for the bedroom and can help men gain that extra confidence when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. You don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. Blue Chew tablets are chewable. Blue Chew tablets made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Ready for a great offer? How about free? Go to BlueChew.com, get your first month free when you use our promo code Bob1057 at checkout and just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Bob1057 to receive your first month free. Just chew it and do it. Your partner wants you to do whatever it takes to get your sex life better, fellas. So turn oh no and oh yes and get that three-run homer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Blue Chew, around 6. But come on down, say hello. And as I always say, never, ever come empty-handed. Orioles, they were empty-handed with the sticks. They get shut out for the sixth time yesterday. Let's go to William, Northeast Baltimore. William, what's up?
Okay, good morning, guys. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. First, before I get to the Orioles, who you like in the Prisoners?
Let's see. I wrote it down. I'm going with Sandman, the horse named after Metallica. The song,
okay,
I'm going to Sandman and Journalism. I'm going to box that thing.
okay, I got to look at see which horse is good in the mud, because the last time I won money was way back in the early 70s when a horse called BBB went wire to wire in the mud.
My word.
I think it was 1974, somewhere around there. But let me get to the Orioles.
Yes.
Okay. The reason I called, I'm going to vent a little bit and try to be patient with me.
Yeah, remember, we got other calls, though, William, so people want to vent.
Okay,
so
I won't be long.
Get to
I won't
it.
Be long. Okay. First, fire Brandon Hyde. Get him out of here.
All right.
Second, I read about this trade talk, and I'm going to give you some reasons why I think Cedric Mullins should stay here in Baltimore. And I'm going to hang up and listen to your response after I give you these reasons why. The first reason, he's the only African-American on the team. And what message would you be sending when you take the only African-American on the team that's leading the team in home runs, he's leading the team in RBIs, he's leading the team in stolen base, and you ship him out of here? That's one. Number two, trading him would be a mistake because balls will be dropping in all over the place. Them guys, Tyler O'Neill and them guys, can't field a lick. Can't field a lick. Okay, also, the last one, stolen bases. He should be leading off because he's got a shot at 30-30 again. He should be leading off every single day because Mullins is the only one on the team that's going to terrorize pitchers with his speed. Why do you have Adley Rutschman batting second, batting fourth, and he can't even hit 200?
I'm with you on that one.
And you got Cedric Mullins batting seven. So I'm going to hang up and listen to y'all's response.
All right. Thank you, William. Well, the reason they would trade him is he's a free agent after the season. I don't think it has anything to do with ethnicity or race. I think it's a business decision. They have not engaged in contract negotiation talks with Cedric Mullins because they may view him as a possible trade piece that could be valuable to them and to a contending team. Your point about Adley cleaning up, I'm with you 100% on that. This guy's got 8 extra base hits, and 2 of them were on opening day. So, yeah, the lineup is flawed, and Cedric Mullins is one of the only key contributors to it, even though he was in the throes of a 1-for-35 before he busted out a couple of days ago. Let's go to Tony in Bel Air. Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Well, the good news is I think we have a core of players that can win a championship. I think the issue is the organizational approach. With analytics, when you really look at what it, you know, it kind of was tailored after Moneyball, or people say. But Moneyball was about getting on base and scoring runs. Elias's approach is analytics. It appears as if the hitters think they know what's coming, and they become guess hitters, and they swing for the heels, which obviously elevates their exit velocity, which doesn't, to your point, do anything.
Right.
Here's the same swing no matter what. If you look at our organization,
all right, Tony, we're having a hard time with the connection there, but I hear what you're saying. Where Moneyball with Billy Beane was all about getting on base, manufacturing runs. Now, it did help that he had the best pitching staff in baseball at that time and had guys like Tejada and Eric Chavez and Giambi that could hit 30 home runs. So it's not like they were this little scrubby train that could. I mean, they had good players, and they failed miserably in the playoffs pretty much every year. But, yeah, get on base, manufacture, play small ball. How many times did Brandon Hyde say, hey, we're going to run more?
Going to bump more.
Yeah, we're going to do all of these things because they don't hit home runs like they did last year. What were they, second in Major League Baseball in homers in 2024? They're now mashing away like that. We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw. Nolan says yes. It's Todd in Rising Sun. Todd, what's happening?
What's happening, guys?
How you doing?
Love the show. The reason I'm calling is accountability has got to fall on these players. Firing Brandon Hyde or the entire front office is not going to ignite Adley Rutschman's bat. I mean, I just get sick and tired of hearing people like, fire this, fire that. But no, we're not playing good baseball. And, you know, until, you know, these bats get going, you know, and our arms, they don't look good. But you know, firing everybody is not going to change the outcome of this season.
Todd, I'm with you 100%. You fire Brandon Hyde, say they get swept.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Milwaukee, and he's not on the train or plane to Milwaukee. It's going to be the same team. Nothing's going to change other than the new voice in the dugout. And there will be some players probably resentful because they've had Hyde's back, apparently, the whole time.
The only thing I would say, Bob, is all everybody that's working there, they have a job to do. And they have job descriptions. And right now, they are not meeting their job descriptions. Because if I'm a coach, if I'm a receiver coach and my receivers sucked or dropping balls, you know, the head coach, why?
Yep.
You know, and they're going to the hitting coaches. You know, I'm sure a lot. What the hell's going on, you know?
But you talk about that, too, in football. Say you're a receiver coach, yeah. And, you know, Breshad Perryman's running a route. He's wide open. You teach him the proper form. Catch with your hands. Don't catch. You know what I mean? And he keeps dropping it. Eventually, that's a him thing.
Right, but
Raymond Barry could coach him. He just can't catch.
Right. The thing about that is, all right, when I drafted him, I knew that about him. We were trying to fix that. With all these Rutschman's gone backwards.
He's turning into a guy he's never been before.
Right, right. That's the, you know, so it's not going to be Adley's fault. It's going to be whoever.
But at some point.
Oh, no, there's no doubt.
I mean, he's swinging at balls now when he never did before. And they finished, what, top three in runs scored, top three in homers, OPS. Well, they sucked with runners in scoring position a year after being number one in that category. And then they got rid of the hitting coaches and then brought in these new dudes.
But if
not really they new. Must have saw something. I don't
they
know.
They were there the whole time. Yeah. Not really new. Well, no, there was a new guy. He came from Seattle, and Seattle
and
sucked.
They sucked off.
Yeah, they were horrible.
All right, it's Vinny and Eddie, 1057, the Pat Petrie Artist Pride. It's Bad Company. Nolan, obviously, is here. Come back, take more of your phone calls. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens schedule. I said 12-5. Vinny's going, what, 13-4?
13-4.
Nolan's 11-6. You wild card, you. And then we'll get into all of that. Keith Kavanaugh, 11:30, talks about the new Maryland AD and what he's going to bring to the equation. Gene Smith's going to be an advisor. A lot of Ohio State sort of things coming to College Park in that regard. And Buzz Williams keeps building a new basketball team. Hey, not even about 2 months ago they were in the Sweet 16. Could they possibly have a better team?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next year? So we'll get into all of that as well. Whip around line 15. Well, the Caps.
And Bob, the Caps, I thought they played well last night. They didn't get a lot of shots. They got a lot of shots blocked. You know, and Anderson, he played fabulous. You know, goalie for Carolina played great. You know, he made some really nice stops. Logan Thompson killed him. The two goals that Carolina got sucked. They were from that angles that should have never allowed a goal to happen.
See? The Caps probably had some shots that were expected to be goals.
Oh, they did.
Carolina scored a couple that weren't expected to be goals.
No doubt.
Expected outcomes don't always work.
They hit the post.
For you. So we'll get into that and more during the whip. And we're going to Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals. Game 7 in the Eastern Conference or semifinals with the Knicks and Celtics. And stay tuned for all of that good stuff. But right now, let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057. Orioles got swept by the Twins again. Minnesota's won 11 in a row, six of them against Baltimore. Nats coming to town. Mackenzie Gore's on the hill. He leads the major leagues in strikeouts, and he's left-handed. Yeah, this looks like it's going to turn out well. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, I was sitting there listening to people talk, and I was telling Joe that our general manager, I guess because he did so well at shopping at the Dollar Tree, stopped shopping at the dollar store, being at his pitchers. I mean, going all the way back from when he came here, I'm just thinking of all the pitchers that were here when he came and what he went out and got. You know, it was everybody who they used to this. At one time, they could do that. But now all the pitchers that he bring in, they can always get hurt. We can always count on all the pitchers being hurt. So I'm just talking about the pitcher side. Now, on the batting side of things, the batters are the ones that have the responsibility for that plate integrity. And like y'all say, pitchers adjust to you. But have our batters adjusted to what the pitchers are doing to them? Because like you say, it seems like they get up to the plate and do the same thing and expect a change. Nothing is going to change until you change. Whatever. You know, remember to talk about choke up on the bat a little bit, change your stance. I know they may be doing it, but for some reason, it ain't working. So why ain't it working? Only they know. So like people say, you can fire everybody. You could even change the owner. But even it's the people that gets up there and swing the bat.
Yep.
So is it because of the people that we put on the team to come to the plate and swing the bat? Oh, yes. Last 2 years. They couldn't miss. They could be behind by six runs and come back, win it 9-7. Why? Because they knew how and what to hit. But are they going up at now just swinging? And I heard you use a football analogy. When the ball is coming towards you, see the ball in your hands, catch it. Are they watching the ball as it leaves the pitcher's hand? And I think you're supposed to see the ball hit the bat. You know, if you look at some people swing, they don't see what they're swinging at. They just imagine that the ball is going to be in a certain location, and they're swinging at balls. That's all I got to say, fellas. Have a safe and blessed. Happy Friday.
Yeah, great weekend, Joe. Thanks for the call. Whatever they're doing offensively is not working.
Correct.
Yeah, and it's been brutal for a long, long time. You heard during Joe LaCruz's update where they, for the last 166 with runners in scoring position, they're buried at the bottom of baseball, and they were one of the worst teams last year in the second half of the season, especially. I don't know what the approach is. Adley, I can just use him as an example because his sample size of success was large. Swinging at balls now. I mean, we were watching yesterday.
Yeah.
He was up 2-1 in the count, high, tight fastball, and he pops up to first base. It's like, dude, that was ball three. Year ago, he's not even swinging at that pitch. Make these guys work. Paddock, who's come back from multiple injuries and has always been talented, he looked like Burt Blyleven yesterday against the Orioles. And he has been kind of a heater. The Orioles stink offensively. We knew they were going to be questionable with a rotation with everyone healthy. And they haven't even been that, so they suck. They stink offensively. Yes, minus Kowser. Yes, minus Westberg. For a lot of I get all that. But others, man, I don't know. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Vinny.
What's up
with y'all? Ain't nothing much, man. Hey, first of all, man, I don't care if these people, if we get players that's 5'6" from Mongolia with green hair, man. I don't, what color, I don't care what color they
you
are, man.
You can be plaid. You know? As long as you can play, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Cedric Mullins is a valuable trade chip, perhaps, for them.
Hey, Rashawn, yes. On our draft board, we never had, like, what color they were or anything like that, you know?
Yeah,
as long as they, as Bob would say, as long as they can play, it doesn't matter.
Right. So Sean Taylor wasn't up there. You wasn't like, well, he's a black guy, you know. He's a white safety.
We had that with Archuleta. Yeah. He sucked.
Right. Oh, man. Tell me about it, man.
All right. What else you got, Rashawn? We got a full bank of calls here.
Yeah, but listen, man. Man, they need to pull. Listen, man. Rubenstein need to pull Goliath and Hyde in there, man, and give him a little, you know, Michael Pollione treatment, man, when he said, listen, man. Women and children could be careless. Men can't, you know. So what are we going to do about this team?
That was actually a Don Corleone said that. Women and
children. It was one of the Corleones.
Michael's the one that said, you're out, Tom. Tom Hagen. You're no longer the consigliere. Maybe, thanks, Rashawn. Maybe that Brandon High can't be the consigliere to Mike Elias's godfather anymore. We got time for another call. Dolan McGraw, let's go to Florida and bring in Paul. Paul, what's up?
Hey, guys, happy Friday.
Yep.
I am on my way to Tampa to see AC/DC. My son bought me tickets for Christmas, so that should be the group of the day.
By all accounts, they were pretty awesome. They were here, they had FedEx on Monday night, yeah.
Yeah, beyond happy. Okay, the fact is you got to fire them all. Let's start with Elias. He built this mess. These guys are not ready to come up. He's done a terrible job of just getting infielders, no pitching. We have no pitching that's coming up in the minors. That's all on him. Now, I don't know who's setting this lineup up every day, whether it's Elias or Hyde, but they're putting guys all over the place. And as Jim Bowden said the other day on the radio when he was talking to the Inside Access guys, they all can't be bad hitters. They're not all bad. How is it possible that none of them are hitting? That's on Hyde and his coaching staff. That's why he has to go. So you got to get rid of both of them. Oh, and by the way, isn't it Hyde's responsibility when they start after spring training to actually be able to field and run bases? I'm pretty sure that's what they do in spring training. So they both have to go. My solution, simple. Cal Ripken, president of operations. Billy Ripken manages the team. They bring in some analytic guys to help them. They bring their guys in. Get rid of this mess and let's start fresh and build a team. Maybe they can get some of these guys to hit again.
All right, Paul. Paul, we got to go. Appreciate the call. For those about to rock, we salute you. Hear what you're saying. We're going to have Cal Ripken's son coming up at 12 o'clock. And if you don't think he's got insight into any of those scenarios, we'll get into it.
He could be the hitting coach there.
Yeah, to keep in mind, Cal's never run a baseball team. Billy's never managed a team. So, and, you know, and they're both kind of our ages, not saying they don't know what the bleep they're talking about, because they obviously do. I think they would be more in the executive role, not, you know, spitting tobacco and chewing sunflower seeds. If you dig where I'm coming from. Les Nolan, you're down with that, too. Why don't we just make Jim Palmer the pitching coach?
I thought Jimmy Pats. Oh, wait, that was Maryland.
Yeah. Where's him? Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Then we'll talk to Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, about the Ravens. Derrick Henry got an extension. Boy, did he outplay the contract he signed last year. Who's next? Is it Kyle Hamilton? Does Lamar wait until he extends? Where does Tyler Linderbaum fit into all of this? Then the Orioles hit the road for Milwaukee, another road trip. So handle your business, Baltimore. Let's get this offense. I mean, four runs given up, not a death sentence. But for the Orioles right now, it feels like it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, when it's 3-0, and then Minnesota tacked on in the seventh, this game's over. Done. Last year this time, hey, 4-0, we got this. All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Hey, right. Antonio.
TGIF.
Correct.
We are having a festival Sunday, May 18th, in Little Italy. Light up Little Italy to support Little Italy, Baltimore small businesses, and my group, Gil Mo Gabba Foundation, and oil advocates. Please join us. I will be there. And the Orioles are 9 games out of first and 2-8 in the last 10 games. How much longer before Brandon Hyde is fired? How about Michael Elias? And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, well, thank you, Antonio. Even Antonio's on the Cundiff Hyde bandwagon right now. Well, technically, they're 9.5 games out of first place. I don't think he gets fired, but stranger things have happened. I think he's built up enough equity to get into next season.
I kind of think, Nolan, that the more losses that come, the louder the cry's going to get.
Oh, it's already loud.
Oh, yeah.
They get swept by Washington.
Oh,
people
boy.
Are going to be on top of the World Trade Center downtown. Fire Hyde. Hire the old planes with the things that fly
right,
behind them.
Right.
Get rid of Hyde.
They'll be down at the beach for Memorial Day weekend, floating by all day. Now, when it comes to in-season firings, I mentioned this last week. I think it was when Ryan was here. That in-season manager firings, they're not unprecedented. They happen all the time. But this early in the season, that is a little more rare. Now, what the Pirates did with Shelton, look, you can't really compare Shelton and Hyde.
No, they've Shelton for 5 years.
Yeah, Shelton's never even had 80 wins, let alone a winning season or a playoff appearance. And you can rag on Hyde and the team for the shortcomings in the playoffs, but it's two different resumes.
Yeah, and Bud Black, Colorado's been in downslope for...
That one doesn't even count.
Yeah, as soon as they hired Clint Hurdle, you knew things were going to be changing there, even though he didn't get the job. He's now the bench coach, et cetera, et cetera. But the most recent one that seemed to work was when Girardi got fired in Philly a couple years ago and Thompson took over.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to the World Series.
That was pre-All-Star break. It wasn't this early, but it was, I think
right.
It was June.
And that team was... had a roster that was ready to win. I don't know if this roster's good enough to win. That's the thing. If it was the exact same team that was playing on June 15th, 2024, and they're playing like this, then I'm with you. Like, dude, somebody's got to go. It's not the same. This team's worse than the one that got swept by the Royals by a long shot. They were the 69 Orioles in October compared to what they are right now. Oh, by the way, May 18th, Little Italy.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Antonio, I worked at Russo's, Donitti's, and Paluzzi's. So I did the busboy route through Little Italy. Not Italian, but I like spaghetti just like everybody else.
But Jeremy's going to that, too.
Nice Italian guy. It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Shift gears, talk Ravens. Jonah Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Schedule is out. NFL says, well, we didn't give the Steelers all of these primetime games on the assumption they were going to sign Aaron Rodgers. We just figured them, they're a national brand, which they are, and they were paying tribute to Mike Tomlin. BS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.